Good morning. We are talking with Ryan Predretti, a fifth grade teacher at Bluffview Elementary. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I'll let you just kind of talk a little bit about yourself. How did you get into education and into teaching in the Prairie du Chien School District?
All right. So, this is my seventh year within the district, my 10th year overall. Education was something that I always thought about doing. Get to college and had jobs working for the park and rec and different things. And just thought it was the best fit for me. And, went through college and then worked 3 years at North Crawford. And like I mentioned, this is my seventh year here in Prairie. And, from the area, grew up in the area, graduated from Prairie du Chien High School. And just a community that I wanted to move back to. And it's been going good so far within my seventh year.
And you are a fifth grade teacher.
Correct. Yep. So I have taught both in the middle school and now currently fifth grade. Fifth grade used to be part of the middle school at Bluffview. The third year now that it's now part of the elementary. So it used to be fifth through eighth, and I used to teach science down there. Fifth and seventh, now I'm just fifth grade, having that group within. We switch a little bit for a few different classes to kind of get them ready for middle school, but, mostly with my 20 students a day.
And something that has been discussed at length is, the Prairie du Chien School District, they're up for a referendum, and class sizes. And as a teacher who you have a group of fifth graders, ranging, lots of different needs, lots of different backgrounds, each kid is unique. How many kids are in your current classroom?
Currently I have 20. That's about the largest that I've had. And that makes a big difference. Even the other day we had some opportunities where students could switch between classes. And I at one point had 25 in my class. And, that's obviously a talk with the referendum if it doesn't pass, how that could be a possibility for a lot of different things. And it was hectic for sure. I mean, you had five more kids to the class, fifth grade students, and they were doing a good job in different things, but it becomes a lot, and those classrooms aren't very big, and that becomes a big deal.
You think about it, if you're a parent, if you have one kid, it's really easy to, keep the ship going right. You have two and it gets a little more difficult, three and it's like, by four or five, that ship is on its own.
Oh, yeah. You're outnumbered at that point.
You're outnumbered.
Yeah, same thing in the classroom there.
And, I think the important thing is obviously the goal of any educator is to do what's best for the child. And so the difference between having 20 kids and 15 kids is very different because you can dedicate more time to each individual student. You start talking 20, 25 kids, and there's not a lot of time to break down for individual, assessment. Things can slip through the cracks. And just even you being able to keep that ship righted is a lot more difficult.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. We have some time throughout the day. I guess it'd be hour total. More half hour early in the morning where some students go and work with other teachers, to focus on their reading skills at that moment in time. And, it makes a big difference. I think at that point, my class gets down to about 12 students, roughly, just to be able to work with them one-on-one in that small group instruction. I mean, that's huge. When we get back in that full group, 20, like I said, that's currently doable. If I added five more students, I'm not sure how that would totally transpire during that time, but, that makes a difference for sure. Just that one-on-one time or even that small group time, then some students can then be able to manage themselves on other stuff.
And I know, you said you've been in the district for 7 years. What is something that you really love about the Prairie du Chien School District?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, I grew up in the district. My grandpa taught here, my dad taught here, family members have taught here. So kind of growing up within it and kind of seeing, the changes and different things have gone down. Obviously, I really like working with my staff. I've had that luxury of being on both the middle school side and now the elementary side. So I've got to know them and former teachers as well. So obviously, work with the staff is huge for me. And obviously the students, like you mentioned before, there's a lot of different needs, and that's every school, that's not unique to ours, but getting to work with those students every day, and it's kind of fun to hear the stories and, try and guide them as best I can throughout the school year.
And we've been talking with a lot of teachers from the Prairie du Chien School District, and I think if you talk to any educator, really, but specifically in the ones that I've been talking with, the thing that they keep bringing up is their joy of working with the students. I do this because I work with the students, and you kind of want what's best for the students, correct?
Oh, I mean, there's no doubt. You don't get in the education field and not want that. You know, and that's it. You know, and obviously there's different challenges, you know, with, you know, students and different things throughout the school year. But, you know, that's why you're there. If you didn't want to do that, you wouldn't be going to school. You wouldn't be a teacher. You know, and there, like I said, it's a tough time to be in education as well. And, you know, working with those students, that makes it more enjoyable.
And, you know, we talk about things that could go away if the referendum doesn't pass. And kind of as somebody who's lived in the community, you know, you're back here teaching in it. You really just want what's best for future generations.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, it's tough to see. You know, I've heard a few people mention that, you know, it doesn't affect my child because maybe they're younger, and got to get kind of past that point that child is going to grow up. You know, that will be when they're in fourth, fifth grade, even older. You know, those are things that are going to be affected. So we're working for that future right now to making sure that, you know, that does affect those children moving on here. And, you know, that's obviously a big part of it. And, you know, obviously there's other things within the referendum. I mentioned the teachers as well, but the support staff. You know, we have awesome support staff, and, you know, they would do things, you know, such as lunchroom duty, recess duty. I mentioned those small groups before that, you know, they help without that within the reading and math and the whole group. I mean, if they were to cut that as well, that would really affect the classroom. If you're going from, currently I have 20 with most times the support staff in there. If I go to 25 with no help in there, you know, that becomes a challenge.
It does. And kind of switching gears a little bit, I know you mentioned, you know, obviously from Prairie du Chien, graduated from Prairie du Chien, your family's here. But, you know, did you feel when you left Prairie du Chien to maybe go to college, like you were prepared and then you wanted to come back to this community?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt I felt prepared going through the, you know, the high school system, and all my classmates, you know, have gone on to do successful things. And obviously moving back here was always a thought for me. Like you mentioned, my family being around here, obviously a big part of that. But, you know, working in the school system, I know how great it is. The great resources. Prairie's a unique area, you know, largest city for an hour. And, you know, for a city our size, which is fairly small, we do offer a lot of unique opportunities for students within the school district. A lot of great resources for co-curriculars and different things that we should be proud in. And we should make note of that, too, that a lot of schools don't get those opportunities.
Yeah, and of course, the referendum is coming up on April 1st, and if you're looking for more information or if you have questions, a lot of that information can be found on the Prairie du Chien School District website. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Ryan.
No, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.